If you've ever felt discouraged, this is the message for you. Welcome to our Mentor's Corner. I am featuring today Steve and Wendy Backlund. They are such incredible authors and positive people. I had the privilege of spending great time with them at one point in my journey, and I've looked at them as mentors ever since, even though I don't get a lot of personal time with them. I know I have direct access if I wanted to contact them, but I read their blogs, I follow their work, and I have read most of their books. One of the most incredible things that I see is that they call themselves unreasonably optimistic. Now, that does not mean that they're not realists. They know that we deal with challenges, but I do want to encourage you that there is a way to look past discouragement and find your courage. Steve and Wendy have written many books. One of my favorites is called Let's Just Laugh at That. It's a book that looks at scenarios and situations and messages in our heads, and it helps us realize how ridiculous most of them are. But that doesn't change the fact that there are seasons of discouragement for us. The other day, I was in a very down time of discouragement. It seemed like everything around me, there was a challenge in every situation, in work, in private life, in our nonprofit. It seemed like there were challenges everywhere. And I can handle 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? But it seemed like there were at least 12. And then here comes this blog, this message about the 12 questions to ask when you're feeling discouraged. And I thought, this is perfect. These are mentors. This is why I allow people to teach me so that I can then come and teach you. So I'm excited to share this with you. Hopefully you have the handout and you're able to see them. I love this description of discouragement. It is, discouragement is a loss of confidence or enthusiasm resulting from our doubting a certain desired outcome will happen. And boy, in my personal situation that I was talking about in discouragement, there was something that I thought was the pathway in the plan. Have you ever felt that way? No, this is the perfect plan. Of course, it's all going to work out. This is the pathway to get to it. And one obstacle at another got in the way. It seemed like this should be so easy. It's so logical. And yet it was hard. And I did get discouraged. I lost my confidence and enthusiasm because I was doubting that a certain desired outcome would happen. So discouragement is one of those giants that we all face. So here's some questions that you can ask yourself when you're battling discouragement. And I hope you'll take time to pause this, not just listen to it, but pause it and just write down the first thoughts that come to mind when you hear these questions. You can always go back and dig deeper later, but I hope you'll pause and reflect, not just listen. So the first question is, are you taking care of yourself? There's a story historically that a man named Elijah was really discouraged. In fact, he was really even suicidal. He genuinely wanted to die. He had someone after him that wanted to kill him to the point the jealousy was so bad that they were literally after his life. And he was scared. But you know what he did? He was able to go and eat and drink water and rest. So often our discouragement is going to happen to us when we are not taking good care of ourselves. So prioritize your well-being of your physical body. Certainly your mental, we're going to talk about that, but just your physical body. Are you getting rest? Are you getting nourishment from food? Not just calories, but nourishment from food. And are you drinking water? That is something we can all do. The second is, are you highly visionary? Now, before you judge yourself and say no, all of us are given capacity to dream and create future. Now, some of that might be suppressed, or some of you may be like, I'm off the charts. But all of us, if you see yourself in that way, or even if you don't, tune in for a minute, because a visionary is a person with original ideas about what the future could look like. So all of us have that, some imagination in us of that. So visionaries often see what shall be but still experience what currently is. So if that is you, if you're in the in-between, what you see and the actual reality, celebrate progress. Don't despise small beginnings. Celebrate everything, and you're going to be less prone to discouragement. The next question, are you thinking about, or what are you thinking about when you go to sleep? Oh my gosh, this is huge for me. And when I first wake up in the morning, by the way, what is the last thing you're thinking about listening to when you go to bed? If we don't have a habit of going to sleep with encouragement and gratitude, we're going to have a habit of going to sleep worried and disappointed and angry. And we are going to wake up discouraged. You will often wake up magnified with whatever attitude you went to bed with, which you were focusing on. So if we go to sleep with thankfulness and remembering the good things for the day and receiving God's love, we will increase the likelihood of waking up joyful. So at the end of the day, what are three things you're grateful for? What went right today? That's why I love our masterclass of the Ultimate Source, because it talks about all 12 life areas being the antidote to all the challenges that we experience that discourage us. So think about what is good and right and noble. We are so taught to think about what's missing and what we did wrong. But this is a muscle that we can use. All of us can exercise it, every one of us. So go to bed remembering what is good from the day, what you're grateful for, and saying, I'm here, I'm receiving God's love as I go to sleep. The next question is, what person of faith, compassion, or wisdom can you talk to, pray with, or receive help from? That's what I love about our Abundant Life Curators community. I hope that you guys will comment on each other's Facebook posts or the posts that are within the portal in your membership, because these are people, the people that are in this community are compassionate and they have wisdom, or they'll have empathy and listen. They can pray with you if they're a person of faith, and they are willing to support you if you're willing to say, I need some encouragement because I'm discouraged. It's okay to admit that you're discouraged. So who is that for you? Can you humble yourself and share your emotional struggle with another person? Because when that happens, grace starts to flow to us. And when we hear the wisdom or perspective of a trusted friend or counselor, we're setting ourselves up for an even greater victory, which of course brings courage to us. So then we are not discouraged. The next one is, what ministry and messages do you need to be pouring into your life right now? That's why I brought up Steve and Wendy in particular, because they just are fantastic at positive, but realistic. You know, they're unrealistically optimistic, but yet they are realists. They do know there are challenges. Their website is ignitinghope.com. And they actually each year have a negativity fast. And so that there's a period where you go and for a period of time, you with them fast from any negative thinking, and it is really powerful. So what messages do you need pouring into you right now? I hope you will take the library of katherinelee.com, of your Abundant Life Curators membership, and know that anytime you're feeling discouraged, you can go to any one of the categories, whether it's aha moments, words of wisdom, your toolbox training or success setup, certainly the secret ingredient, which was where the deeper faith pieces are, and get courage, because that's what these messages are for. The next question is, have you experienced hope deferred? Oh my gosh, I lived this for years, you guys. Many of you know the story of Pure Hope Foundation. If you have not read the book Interrupted, I hope you will, because it will bring you courage if you are discouraged. But we waited. There was hope deferred. We moved in faith and lived in our RV in a tiny house for years. And it was 7 years from the time of our picking up and moving until the ranch the place that we moved here for actually came to fruition 7 years. What is your long-term longing? Because hope deferred does make the heart grow sick. But if you can continue to believe that a promise will happen, it just may not have expected it to happen in the timeline. That longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So continue to picture it, continue to believe. And when discouragement comes, envision it again, because that is when you will have a tree of life. Even if it's not fully fulfilled, it's fulfilled in your mind, it's fulfilled in faith. Because if you express that pain to the Lord and receive ministry from other people to go back to these other points of who can you be talking to right now? Can you read somebody else's biography that has waited and had hope deferred? If you re-engage and reaffirm and clarify what it is that you're longing for and hoping for, nobody talks about that hope hurts, but it does. It makes the heart grow sick. Yet that longing fulfilled is the tree of life. It continues in you. It's worth waiting for. What is your long-term longing, and how can you reaffirm and re-engage your belief? And sometimes that's reading somebody else's biography, like our book Interrupted, or someone else's, or it's talking with people. The next question, what are the lies fueling this discouragement? Almost always when I've talked to somebody who's in discouragement, they are being real. There are things to be discouraged about, but it's the expansion of the discouragement, the lies and the accusation of the discouragement against ourselves that we do, or our situations, because remember, our emotions don't validate the truth. So yes, there you may have a truth, but your emotions and how you feel about that truth that XYZ hasn't happened yet, or you're frustrated, we cannot allow our emotions to validate the truth. They just validate what we believe is true. And when we know the truth will make us free. So truth first makes us free in our emotions and then in our circumstances. However, if we believe the lies, the opposite will be true. If we identify the lies that we believe and then replace them with truth, we will replace discouragement with hope and joy. That's where that book by Steve and Wendy, Let's Just Laugh at That, will come in as a great resource if you struggle with that. I highly recommend it. We'll put the link here in the comments. The next thing, next question, what advice would you give someone who is battling discouragement themselves? So what advice would you give? Turn it around on yourself. If you were talking to a child that you loved, or a dear friend, or your spouse, and they were discouraged, what would you say to them? Because as we reflect on what we would say to somebody else, we often find the key for our own breakthrough. Our own messages that we would tell others becomes our personal aha and breakthrough. After you consider your own message, you're like, oh, wow, I gain forward movement in my own life as I give someone else advice. So what would you say to someone else? Next question. Do you know what God is doing in your life regarding what you're discouraged about? If we can identify areas that we can grow in, as we considered what we're discouraged about, we will allow the emotional difficulty to work for us. Every long-lasting influencer has had to become more focused on their own personal development than having good circumstances. I want to say that again. Every long-lasting great influencer has had to become more focused on their own personal development than on having good circumstances. Circumstances will always go up and down, and there is always something to look at to be discouraged in. But if we choose to see our lens through positivity, through optimism, realist optimists, again, it's okay and important to validate the pain, the frustration. And then you say, now what? It is what it is. Now what? What lesson can we learn? What is God doing in your life or trying to teach you through the season of discouragement. Next question. Do you know everyone battles some level of discouragement? You know, everyone else will always have something to be discouraged about. And it's true. Sometimes we will think something is uniquely wrong with us. But the truth is, no temptation has come to any one person that has not come to another common man. All of us face discouragement. And sometimes it's just a deep breath to say, oh, okay, I'm normal. When I'm coaching with people, whether it's one of the girls at the Hope Home, or it's a high-level CEO, or it's a mom, or a dad, or a young teenager, or an 80-year-old person, when they tell me what's going on and I go, oh, so you're human. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. What is it that we think? What's wrong with us, right? When we actually face a human condition, it's a human normalcy to have discouragement or feel discouraged. It's what we do with those emotions. We can't follow the emotion all the way through to an outcome, because we'll follow the emotion and the emotion is taking us to a negative outcome. That's the beauty of a frontal lobe of our brain, that we can choose to honor the emotion, even feel it all the way through, but then we move in the direction of the outcome we want. Okay, the next question is, how can you increase your connection to the very one that designed your life? If we're not maintaining a regular connection to the very one that designed our life, that curated and promised us an abundant life, we will become discouraged. So the key here is, get in nature, because that will connect you to the very designer that designed you. You will feel a lift. Ecotherapy is a real and powerful thing. Go to the secret ingredient portal here and look at the things that I personally do with my personal relationship with the designer of my life. I hope that will encourage you and give you ideas. Appreciate your body, move your body. Your body is your design, and therefore it will have you feel closer to your designer. So increase your connection with your designer. And then finally, who can you encourage today? The truth is, if you will give, it will be given to you. And when we give encouragement to another, encouragement will always be given back to us. It is hard to stay discouraged when you're encouraging another. So as you ask yourself those questions, sometimes you only need one or two and your discouragement will shift to courage. Sometimes you have to go through all 12. I think I was in a season to go through all 12, but I love that. Why? Because here I am encouraging you. So to summarize, and I would love to see this in the comments below, is which one or two of these questions really speak to you for this season of your life? Is there one or two that really stood out to you? What's the most important action step that you think that you could take based on the answers that you answered in these questions, or the questions that stood out to you? And who can you encourage today? Be an encourager and your discouragement will go away.